We were in Virginia making a pit stop. We were at the halfway mark to New York. We had all taken turns driving. We had to take a bathroom break. And yeah, it was outside. I got this large rusted key from inside. Ugh, this bathroom was your typical dirty gas station bathroom. After that, I washed my hands really good and we stocked up on snacks. We were going to drive straight there, no motels, no stopping, was the plan. It was Mallory's turn to drive. Julian was a really good guy, although very quiet at times, but so was I. We were all so tired, but focused on getting to the Chelsea Hotel. Mallory has a theater friend that set us up this place and a job too, although I wasn't sure what mine would be yet. It felt really good to have met Mallory and Julian though, but I could tell they were hiding secrets too. But I was not going to ask because that would put me in the hot seat of questions about myself. And with my parents dead, my boyfriend Derek dead, my whole town dead, I was hurting really badly. And at this point, it was just about survival. And I wanted to confide in my new friends badly, but I didn't know if I could trust again. And I was thinking about this. I must have fallen asleep because Mallory screamed, "We're finally here." I woke up and I looked up and I see the Chelsea Hotel in person. Wow. Again, now it was big. We walked in. Mallory's friend John was waiting for us in the lobby. John was a makeup artist and worked in the theater. Mallory and John have been friends since they were in boarding school, and he has all these great connections. After introducing me, he said, "You will do very well here. You have great bone structure and your skin is porcelain. I'm going to need to do a makeover on you. Also, I have sample size clothing that will fit you. But I know you guys have to be exhausted. Let me show you to your apartment." I then looked up at the majestic stairway. It was breathtaking. We were quickly ushered over to the elevator. "You will be on the third floor," John said. We walked into our room as we got off to the elevator. I was so confused. I was not used to this back home, living on a farm now at the Chelsea Hotel. Elevators, staircases. It was great. We walked into our room, and it was in the back in a little alcove. "It's small," John said, "but this unit has a bathroom and a small kitchen. This is your small living area. And through this way is going to be where your beds are." I saw a bunk bed, a single cot. He said, "It might seem small, but it's bigger than a lot of them." He said, "Okay, I will be here at 10 a.m. to talk about your jobs. Good night." Mallory said to Julian, "Do you mind taking the cot?" He said, "You know me, I can sleep anywhere." "Okay, Kate, top or bottom bunk?" "Top," I said, feeling like a cat who was able to see my surroundings. "Oh, good," she said. "I wanted the bottom. Less sleep, 10 a.m. We'll be here soon. We have a long day ahead of us. I collapsed into the bed. Lights out. Good morning, sunshine, Mallory said. We need to be ready in an hour. John will want us to be on time, although I'm ready. I woke Julian up and he's bringing us breakfast. That is, if he's not lost. Well, what should I wear? I asked Mallory. Is your pink sundress clean? Yeah, okay. I have these cute sandals that would look great with them. After Julian got back, we ate, and then promptly at 10 a.m., John showed up. Okay, guys, let's have a seat. Julian, I need you to work the door at this club. Also, I need you to hand all these flyers for that club and some other clubs at least once a week. Okay, Mallory, I need you to scout the area with one of my good friends for bands. Also, we need celebrities, models, Wall Street guys to fill the clubs. And you can help in that department, and it'll give you some connections. And then we can get you some auditions. And then he said, okay, Kate, I need you at the club that Julian will be working. I need you to mingle, dance, stuff like that. Also, I need you in a storefront modeling at a couple of places during the week. You will have time to find out where your talents exist, he said. And I didn't know if I had any. And then he said, we can reassess later. And don't be late. Mallory, you have the night off. So please help these two with whatever they need. I will come by later and do your makeup, Kate, and bring you the clothes from the designers that I had that no one else has, but they will look perfect on you, darling. He left. I was sort of mortified. I had to dance? This sounds like a disaster. Mingle? Okay. I need to meet people anyway. I need to find out if people are sick. If people know anything about what's happening in my small town. I doubt it, but I have to try. John came by later to drop off the clothes and to give me my makeover. I felt like a mod princess. I received 20 dresses and other clothing, designer clothing. So much so that we really had no space for it. John said I could borrow a clothing rack. After my makeup and hair was done, I was astonished. Orange peach eyeshadow brought out my eyes. Turquoise. Who would have thought? John flipped the bottom part of my hair up too. Very retro. He told me I needed to add definition with some blonde to platinum blonde shades. And I would be going to the main colorist the rest of them use tomorrow. Now, time for my outfit for work tonight. A sleeveless turquoise flared mini dress with these cool platform shoes. Ta-da! I spun around. Then Julian and Mallory and I left and we flagged a cab. Grandpa's car was put in storage. It was a boat. I was glad Mal would be here on my first night of work. Otherwise, it would have been so awkward. I had never even been to a club. The cab dropped us off, and we walked a block or so. Guys, I think we're lost. It's a church. As I walked back, no, Julian said. This is it. It's a church. It's converted to a club. Wow. Okay. That's interesting. We walked in and we were directed to meet Alex, our boss, in the VIP room. I was expecting someone older, but Alex was probably early 20s. I was nervous. "Well, hello there," he said. It felt like he had plans for us. I could see it in his eyes. He was in deep thought. "Kate, come with me," he said. He whisked me away to another room. "You're just what we need around here." "We will talk later," he said. "Just get to know the club and the people." I met up with Mallory. "I don't know what I'm supposed to do." I was just going through my life and really realizing it was really weird and sad. And Mal said, "Drink up. You need to loosen up." I'm like, "Is it okay?" "Yeah, it's fine." Before I knew it, I was on my second drink and dancing with all kinds of people. I felt free. I was in the middle of dancing to a Madonna song when Julian came over. He needed my help at the front door. He was swamped. All kinds of people on the list and people that were not. I walked up to the front. I let a group of punks in. They were on the list. I got through the line pretty quickly. I met a lot of characters. I felt comfortable and confident. Suddenly, this cameraman or something walked up. He asked where Sebastian was. "I don't know. I'm new." "Oh, okay," he said. "I'm Sullivan." "Oh, come in," I said. "I'm Kate." He said, "Hi, Kate. Where are you from?" I said, "Down south." "And is it obvious?" He said, "Oh, no. I am, too." "Okay. We will have to talk later. I can help you navigate this place. I've been here in New York for a while. Here's my number." He gave it to me. He said, "Please reach out." "I will. Thank you, Sullivan." What a great guy. I was wondering why he had a huge camcorder on his shoulder. Must be important. "Well," Julian said, "you might be better at this than me." Well, I thought I was pretty good at that. It was fun. I went back into the club. And then, as I was walking around, I was like, "What the? Derek?" I was looking over, and I could swear my dead boyfriend was in the club. But I'm in New York of all places. Why would Derek, my dead boyfriend, be here? I was feeling faint. I was used to seeing ghosts. But what's going on? I pushed myself through the crowd. It was Derek, but not in a ghost form. I slowly walked up to him. He was with other people, talking. Excuse me, Derek? I tapped him on his shoulder. He looked at me, really confused. And then he said, "Have we met? You look like someone I used to know." "Who is that?" I sputtered. "My ex-girlfriend, but she died some months ago." And then, the next thing I know, Kate. And I look up and I'm laying on this floor, surrounded by people. Mallory and Julian were there. And they were like, "Are you okay?" And they both like pulled me up. "Did you have too much to drink?" "No. Where is Derek?" Mallory said, "Who?" Looking around. Julian looked at me. "Shit, I told him," I remembered. Julian looked worried. "Well, it's time for us to go anyway. Let's go get paid." We got paid a lot. I was surprised. Very surprised. But more than that, I was confused and worried about what had happened. I was walking. I needed the air. It felt so good to just get out of the club and get some air. What just happened? Am I dead? No, I'm alive. I need to call that guy Sullivan tomorrow. That guy with the camera who gave me his number. I need to ask him if he knows Derek. As we were walking, I heard a meow. I looked over at a dumpster, and a little tuxedo kitten was there alone and starving. I walked over. She looked up at me with these beautiful green eyes. I picked her up gently, and I felt at home suddenly. Mallory said, "Let's get to the market quick. This kitty is starving." I was glad that they liked the kitty too, because she was here to stay. As we walked into the Chelsea, this weird look-alike couple of Sid and Nancy walked by, and she stuck out her tongue at me. I gave her a mean look back. "She can see us, Sid." I was like, "What? What a piece of work she is." "What?" Mel said. I said, "That couple, obnoxious people. I don't see anything." "Oh no, shit, this is not happening." "Yes, this is what I get. I could only imagine all the people who died here. And the ones that aren't famous that I don't know, I'm just gonna have to keep my head down. I have my own ghost to deal with." Or am I a ghost? I pinched myself. Nope, I'm alive, I think. That hurt. Well, tomorrow, I had a busy day, and I need to call Sullivan. I need to know if Derek is existing here in New York. I need to find him. Mal, Julian, about tonight, we need to talk. Sit down. Stay tuned for a new episode of Ghost of Our Town.